I'm going to take a caller in the 978 area code. What's your first name? You're live on the Pete Santilli Show with Dr. Judy Wood.
Hi, Judy. How are you doing?
It's Dr. Judy Wood. There you go. And what's your first name, sir?
My name is Brian Stavely. I run a website called The Real News Online.
Hey, Brian. Brian, what question do you have for Dr. Judy? We're going to be short for time here, going to a break. But what's your question
I'll try to keep it brief. Then I agree with Judy on certain aspects of 9/11, like maybe airplane crashes being faked and things like that. But as far as her theory on how the towers were taken down, what is her biggest? What would you say, Judy, is your biggest slam dunk piece of evidence to prove that the towers were destructed in that way and rather not, and I know what the whole Ductify thing and it's missing all the contents and stuff, but, what if those contents just simply weren't there and those buildings were demoed and there was no high-tech weapon? What is your slam dunk thing that makes you believe that it was a DEW weapon used that day? Because I just don't see it anywhere.
I don't deal with beliefs. I don't deal with theories. I deal with evidence. So if you're not aware of that, maybe you haven't looked at my work or looked at my book.
We're going to go to a break. Hold that thought, okay? When we come back from the break, we will finish the answer to that question.
Now you and...
Sorry about that. We were cut short, so we'll continue on after the break, obviously. But by the way, the next mark, I don't know. Actually, your time should be pretty good on your computer. The next break will come up, by the way, at the 39-minute mark. Okay, Dr. Judy?
Okay.
Okay, just wanted to let you know. So, the first one is at the 18-minute mark.
I should have read my... the thing on my desktop.
That's okay. No, that's quite all right. That's quite all right. This will happen. Actually, sometimes I'll train wreck it. And thank you very much, Daniel, for giving me the quick cue, because I would have slammed it. Okay, and we are also, during the breaks, as you know, we're on the back stream. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in the queue, we have a bunch of callers. So if you want to get in, call 218-339-8525. All right, and then Dr. Judy... I want to come out of the break. I do want to mention something to all of our, listeners, who understand the importance of, and I believe that it's important, and I always call you Dr. Judy Wood. Do I not? Even in our personal communication, always. I make it a point because ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the quote unquote PSYOP. Okay. The PSYOP, one of the techniques for decredentializing, basically taking her from her lapel, all of her credentials, all the work she's done her entire life. It's a method by which you can psychologically strip Dr. Judy Wood's credentials in everyone's mind by just calling her Judy. Okay, so we as an awakened group of individuals, we battle that by calling her Dr. Judy Wood to establish credibility for the evidence that she has brought forward to the public, and she's very, very credentialized. Correct, Dr. Judy?
Yes, and it's not just having the degrees; it's having the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you produced?
Mm-hmm. And
after all, how long has it been? And no one was saying that the buildings turned to dust until I've been pushing it for how many years?
That's right.
And, I mean, it's right in your face.
That's right. And now I've recognized this when you shared it with me, and I've noticed the subtleties. But the subtleties are the most important part of the PSYOP, I believe, that exist out there. But those little subtle remarks like that, if everyone, and they're all told, I think they're given bullet points, talking points as to what to do, to refer to you to, Judy only, because it strips you of your status in the 9/11 investigation.
Makes me the same as a small child. I was taught that referring to somebody by their first name without their permission is like what you do with small children.
That's right. That's right. And Susanna Cole.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Did you know you were unmuted?
I am now. Yes.
No. I just wanted to let you know. I didn't know if you knew.
Yeah, I am muted during the break. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I just wanted to make sure you knew. Are you during the break? Of course you're going to unmute.
Sure.
Yes.
I have something to say.
All right, go. Yeah. Say it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. All right.
I'm listening right now.
What I was going to say is this comment. It seems like nowadays, you know, an opinion and a like button makes someone think that they're an expert.
Yes.
That's right.
They don't have to have any understanding, any background in any particular area. They just, mm-hmm. you know, have to have an opinion.
Right. And 25 seconds.
Referring to me as Judy puts me on the same level as somebody with just an opinion and a like button or dislike button.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
Now, we have 10 seconds here, and I'm going to bring Brian back up here, and we'll continue, but I do want to mention the credentialization. Yes. Here we go.
Be sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
This is Mr. E, and you're listening to the Pete Santilli Show. Telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and let's see. All right, if you are interested in calling in 218-339-8525, everyone that was on hold was just cleared from the screen somehow, some way, miraculously cleared from the screen. And I know who you are because I know who you are. But that's okay. 218-339-8525. If you can call. Back in, we will open the lines back up for you. But this is very important that I mention to all the callers that are going to be calling in. If you would, please understand the following, what I'm about to share with you. I learned this early on, that in the, let's say, the chat rooms on the internet and all the discussion rooms and AE911 Truth, we call them the opposition, those that are essentially attempting to cover up the evidence from 9/11, especially what is contained in the book, Where Did the Towers Go? One technique, one of the talking points for everyone that they've been given, it's a technique as part of the PSYOP called credentialism. Credentialism is to, let's say, refer to a gentleman named Stephen Jones as Dr. Stephen Jones or Stephen Jones PhD or whatever his status is. I don't quite know, and I don't focus too heavily on that. But by stripping Dr. Judy Wood of her title, her appropriate title, it indicates what her expertise is. Obviously, she's got a background, but when they strip the name Dr. Judy Wood and they call her Judy, it's a means of creating an impression psychologically in everyone's mind that she's less qualified to be discussing 9/11 evidence and truth. Isn't that the case, Dr. Judy?
Oh, very much. And it says he puts me on the same level as a 10-year-old with an opinion.
That's right. We have all our callers back. I want to bring Brian back. Unfortunately, there was an error there. And Brian, I don't know if you heard that. You had referred to her. Now, obviously, we as a community of individuals that understand what the PSYOP is that has been perpetrated upon us, we come together and say, you know what, we're going to refer to Dr. Judy Wood as Dr. Judy Wood. But let's go back to your question. Dr. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm gonna give Dr. Judy Wood the opportunity to answer your question. There you go, Dr. Judy.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks. You mentioned about a theory, and if by theory you mean speculation, there's no speculation in my work. I build a case on evidence, like a detective solving a crime. What I present is conclusive evidence, and being conclusive evidence, it puts an end to all of the debating by reason of irrefutability.
Does that answer your question, Brian?
Sort of. You would know. I'm not saying anybody knows the complete truth of 9/11. I sure don't. I'd love to. But
you don't know that.
Say that your work has.
Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead and finish that.
You can't say that unless you know that. You know, what's your evidence on that? If you haven't read my book, you don't know what happened.
That's right. It's important to do that. Now, also, another thing that we're going to discuss is going to be very important to communicate this, Dr. Judy, because we talk about the so-called PSYOP, and a lot of people are not familiar with the term PSYOP. But there are subtleties, such as decredentializing. There's also subtleties in the way that we take the information about 9/11, And we use certain terms because people will see a building, quote unquote, coming down. We'll say that. We'll use that term. But by calling it a collapse, it creates a certain impression in your mind. If you're referring to what you've observed on television with the two towers as a collapse, it will imply in everyone's mind that those towers were collapsing, when in fact they turned to dust in midair. So we use a different term, correct?
Right. We've not seen that before, so we don't have a word in our vocabulary that defines that. So we need a new word. Dustification.
That's right, dustification. So as we proceed here today, we're going to talk about those methods. And, of course, I'm going to take calls as we go. In the 305 area code, you are live on the Peace Antilly Show with Dr. Judy Wood. What is your first name in the 305 area code?